not lose sight of that. If so be that you do, you'll look back one of these days and think, you know, I remember some of them old preachers we used to hear. What do you mean remembered? Well, to be all the way a present tense. You know, I can remember, I wish we had a church like that for you to go to. See? It's our job to maintain the house of God and the work of God for future generations. All right, in closing that, if you will, the Bible said over in the book of Judges, chapter 2, and we'll not take time to turn there, but you'll know it. The Bible talks about Joshua. And the Bible said that after he died, there arose a generation, another generation that knew not God. I think that's where we're at in the day we live in. You know, it doesn't take long, and you'll have people every now and again jump down your throat, and they'll snap at you, and they'll tell you, well, you can't know what's in my heart. After I talk to you a few minutes, I can. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. See? And in this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out it is a matter of the heart. And as a result of that, you don't never want to lose sight of what God did whenever he saved you and whenever he snatched your soul as a brand from the burning. Don't ever lose sight of how good God's been and what God's doing and what God's done. I was looking at this lesson. The Lord Jesus Christ said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Not everything that calls itself a church is, but everything that has been called by God and preaches and teaches the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ. If it's not preaching the doctrine of God, it's an abominable thing in the sight of God. Let me tell you something. The word of the Lord will never and will not return void. Sometime whenever you're talking to somebody and on the job, you know, every now and again some, or maybe up and down the road of life, maybe at a family gathering, or maybe some kind of a special thing, and every now and again somebody will say, well, no, wait a minute, hold it. You're wasting your time talking to me. No, I'm not. That Bible said that my word will not return void unto me, but it will accomplish that which I pleased it, which it pleased me. Now, don't you watch this. Do you realize that, oh, that word you're giving them either is going to one of these days save them, that's what he intends, or slay them, one or the other. It's not a wasted effort. It's either going to save, we hope that's the way it is, or it's going to slay. But I can tell you right now, while you and I are right now hoping that it saves and not slain, when it finally gets to the end and they do become slain, we will stand on the banks of glory shouting hallelujah as they are thrown into the pits of hell. Make no mistake about it. Let me tell you something. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I was thinking of what we've got in the day we live in, and we've got too many people that are wanting to analyze too long what God had to say. I was talking to a man. Every time I talk to him, he'd get under conviction. And I asked him, and I said, you know, it seemed like every time I talk to you, and not only that, God keeps bringing you back to ask another question. And you get under conviction every time. You're trying to analyze this and analyze that. You're probably the most analytical person that I know. Be careful that you don't analyze yourself straight into hell. See? God's got you stirred up to show you yourself like he sees you. And you ought to trust him as your Lord and Savior. I wonder tonight, while we're here and even in this congregation here, while we stand to our feet and our heads are bowed, how about you? How about you? Can you remember the day God came knocking and you opened up your heart's door and received him with repentance and with faith and trusted him as your Lord and Savior? I hope you have, and I hope you can remember. I hope that if you've not, you'll do so. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word and these that have gathered here tonight. I want to thank you, Lord, for all you've done, for all you're doing, and all you're going to do. There may be somebody here tonight say, preacher, I'm not a Christian, I'm not saved. And you've been dealing with their heart for a while. May they let go and let God have his will and way, for I know that you shall. Then I pray that, Lord, that you'd help every mom and dad and every boy and girl to be on our best behavior, to lead, guide, and direct us into the truth. Thy word is the truth. Now bless, I pray, every home.